What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to episode 98 of More Wrestling's podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Morrison, joined today with head coach at Alfred State, Ox Gang, Justin Signorelli, and the head coach at St. John Fisher Cardinals, Ryan Morrison, for the Division 2024 Division III Mideast Regional Preview episode. This weekend at RIT at the Gordon Fieldhouse will be the Mideast Regionals. The top three wrestlers at each weight get to qualify for the NCAA tournament that is happening in a few weeks in Wisconsin. So, guys, how's it going today? Justin.
Doing good. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah. Ryan,
yeah,
how are
appreciate
you?
It, brother. Appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, so, I mean, this weekend's huge because, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Coach Siggs, that this is you're still, you know, new to the Division III ranks as Alfred State. You know, you guys competed in the junior college tournament a couple years ago. And then, of course, Ryan, you actually, Siggs, like, how excited are you and your program to continue to build and look for that first NCAA qualifier?
Yeah, it's exciting. I feel like we took another good step forward this year, accomplished some things we hadn't accomplished in the past, and hopefully still adding to that list with getting to the national tournament for the first time. So that's the big goal for the weekend, and hopefully we all come out and wrestle tough and get a guy or two or three through to nationals.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That's a good another thing to check off the list as you work towards building that program up. And then Coach Morrison, you know, similarly to Siggs, you know, St. John Fisher is in its second year back since dropping the program, you know, wrestling in the 80s. What have you been preaching to the guys this week as the regionals approach?
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, it's just trying to keep it as routine as possible, right? It's just another tournament, and you know, it's going to be two really tough days, and anything can happen. Really doesn't matter how your season went. It just comes down to these 2 days in March. So, you know, just kind of control what we control, and, you know, wrestle tough, worry about how you perform and do the little things well, and good things will happen. So, but just trying to keep it as routine as possible and have some fun, and just make sure guys are primed and ready to go so they can just turn it loose on Friday.
Perfect. Yeah. So like half of the teams, roughly half the teams that are competing this weekend are New York programs, and you know, me being pretty close to you, both of you guys, and having followed up, you know, a decent amount of matches and tournaments from the state schools that will be, you know, wrestling this weekend. I just figured this is a good time to talk about the Mideast Regionals. So that's why I had you guys on, and, you know, we're going to have a great discussion. Shout out to, you know, I kind of want to give Coach Bavenzi of RIT a plug this past weekend at the state tournament. Him and Pat Connors were inducted into the New York State Wrestling Coaches Hall of Fame. Both of those guys wrestled at St. Lawrence University up here in the North Country. And if you guys know me, I'm always preaching and, you know, try to advocate for St. Lawrence to, you know, start up the wrestling program again, because obviously St. John Fisher, you guys just did it, and other programs across the country or across the state are adding wrestling or re-adding wrestling. And, you know, Jason Bavenzi won a national title at St. Lawrence back in the day, and then he won one at Ithaca as well. And Coach Pat Connors, he was a national champ at St. Lawrence, and he was on the team in 1988 that won, you know, St. Lawrence won a national title in 1988. And actually, the last New York team to win a national title, besides like one of the Bergs, were Ithaca. You know, on the East Coast was Ithaca in 1994. So Ithaca is obviously competing this weekend as well as RIT. So just want to give them a plug, and comes full circle. So before we get into it, I'm just going to talk about a few of the teams that are competing this weekend, the teams, their coach, and then their record. So we got Alfred State, Coach Justin Signorelli, 9-3. You guys competed at the national duels this year, AMCC tournament champs. Returning national qualifier is Zach Levy, but that was for Brockport a few years ago. Centenary, they got a few national qualifiers returning as well. 133 pounds, Daniel Hawes. He took eighth last year at the national tournament, and then 141, Xavier Pena. Portland, we got Tommy Prairie. They're 4-9 overall. Cody Merwin's a national returning qualifier at 125, but he's wrestling this year at 33. And then JC Cardenas, the national qualifier at 33, and I believe he's wrestling at 125 this year now. Then we have Elizabethtown, Eric Walker. He's 10-2. They are 10-2 overall. Returning qualifiers are Brian Schneider at 165, Gannon Smith at 174, though he qualified but withdrew from injury. We got Elmira. We got Ithaca, Marty Nichols, 14-5 overall. Returning qualifiers, Isaias Torres, Matt Beyer, and Wenchard, Pierre Luis, John Hopkins, Keith Norris. They're not 3-9 overall. Returning qualifier is Riley Parker, took sixth in 2022 for Washington and Lee. Keystone, we got Drew Feldman. He's the coach at Keystone. McDaniel, we have coach Mason Gortezos. Probably just butchered that, but anyways, 10 and
Just a
six,
little bit.
a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I said a lot of names. I before this call, I just was on the New York State pre or recap episode, so good stuff. But their returning qualifier is Thomas Mann. I placed sixth at 149 last year. We got Muhlenberg coach Jason McLean, 13 and 11 overall. National qualifiers are Joey Lamparelli. He took eighth at 125. Brandon Bowles, 157. Anson Dewar took eighth at 174 last year. New Jersey City, Jason Estevez. And Oneana, we got Oswego, coach Mike Howard. Returning qualifiers, Charlie Grigas. He was an All-American at 174. Penn College, Pankel Chandler. Returning qualifier is Isaac Corey. Pitt Bradford, Terry Schwab. RIT's Jason Bavenzi. They're 6-1 this year. Top three finish at all their tournaments. St. John Fisher, we got coach Ryan Morrison, 10-1 overall. We got Scranton. We got TCNJ. We've got Ursinus. And the last five, or the top five at last year's regionals, were TCNJ, Ithaca, RIT, Centenary, and Cortland State. So I just threw a bunch of stuff at you, but most of that stuff's public knowledge on Google. You can just look up the Mideast Regional Preview. And they did a decent preview, I guess, on that, or the season preview, rather. But yeah, guys, there's going to be a lot of good teams that are competing this weekend. TCNJ is in the national rankings at 17th, and Centenary was at 19th, the latest NWCA ranked rankings that I saw. Having seen a lot of these teams this year, I know some of you guys, whether you guys or some of these other state teams, saw these guys at tournaments across the state, or you guys went down to tournaments in Pennsylvania and Ohio as well. So I guess we can start at 125 with the Mideast rankings if you want. It's up to you.
Sounds
Sounds
good
good.
to me.
Sounds good. All right. So we'll go through 125 Mideast rankings. I'll just do the top eight that they've got. So we got Matt Griffin at TCNJ is the one. Joe Lamparelli of Muhlenberg's the two. JC Cardenas of Cortland is the three. Jack Thawed of Centenary is the four. Ethan Lipston of Elizabethtown is the five. Lee Rubin of RIT is the six. Danny Parculo of St. John Fisher is seven. And Franco Mazza of Ursinus is the eight. So looking at this, Matt Griffin has an 18-4 win this year at Ursinus over Lamparelli, the number two ranked guy. I guess these aren't the seeds. Seeds aren't out yet. But and these obviously might not necessarily be close to the seeds, but ideally, he has an 18-4 win over Lamparelli, and he did pin Cardenas this year. So, and then Lee Rubin, he beat Parculo 13-7 at the Suniacs and lost to Lamparelli 5-1. Then we got Danny of St. John Fisher. He lost to Decatur in Sun Victory this month, and I think Decatur is pretty tough. Obviously, he's not at this tournament, but I mean that's not a bad loss. And
No.
JC Cardenas, I mean, I talked about him. He was at 33 last year as a qualifier for Cortland. He wrestled at Grand Theory Campus, one of the Beat the Streets kids, and he's now down at 125 this year. So he's going to be a tough kid to watch out for. But yeah, top three at this weight qualify. What do you guys know about this weight?
The Griffin kid I've seen wrestle. He's only a freshman. He's pretty electric out there. He's got nice wins over Lamparelli. He's returning All-American. Cardenas is a two-time returning qualifier. So Griffin probably going to be the one seed at this weight with those wins. It will be his first, NCAA regional. So we'll see how he holds it down as the one seed. But I'd say that's probably likely he's the one, and we'll see how he does. And then a couple other good guys at this weight up top. But I think this is a pretty deep weight. I saw Ryan's guy Parculo wrestle a couple times this year. He's seventh in the re region rankings. But even towards the bottom of those guys that are in the region rankings, that kid's really tough too. Like you mentioned, he lost in overtime to a defending Decatur, I think a national champ, two-time finalist.
Yeah.
He's right there with top guys in the country, not only top guys in the region. So I think it's going to be an exciting weight to follow.
Yeah, same to you, Ryan. I mean, you obviously saw a few of these teams as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously it's a super deep weight at 25. I think you got when Cardenas made the cut, obviously that makes kind of throws a wrench in everyone's plan. Super tough, stays in good position, really solid. And then you look at some of the guys that are kind of on the outside looking in at 25. To shout out some of the other New York teams. I mean, you got Liam Bullock from Brockport, probably won't get seated, but he's a tough kid. Mason Drew from Alfred State, super tough. Even guys outside the top eight, you're going to make for some really interesting first round matches, right? Coming right off the scales.
Yeah. So I mean, if I mention anything about the Suniacs, they were like November 18th or something like that. So I mean, that's a couple of months ago. So those results, obviously, that been a few months old. Those were just, I know, a tournament where a lot of these teams did compete at. So those results aren't going to necessarily mean what they are, in February, because it's been a long season, a lot of ups and downs for each of these kids. So moving up to 133 pounds, though, we've got Isaias Torres of Ithaca, another Grand Street campus kid. He actually wrestled Cardenas last year, the regionals. He is a returning qualifier for Ithaca. At the 2 seed, we got Zach Levy of Alfred State. 3, Kyle Nace of TCNJ. The 4, we got Danny Hawes, Centenary. The 5, Frank DeCio of Muhlenberg. 6, Caden Ware of Penn College. 7, Dan Poggi of Oneonta. And the 8th, we have Michael Santor of Oswego. So Isaias beat Levy in overtime at the Collegiate States last month. And Santor actually beat Poggi. I think that's how you say it. But he beat him 5-3 at the Suniacs. And he actually lost his Torres 2-1 in their duel. Actually, I was at that duel. But yeah, so those are some of the comparative results that I saw. I think I'm not, if I'm not mistaken, Danny Haas on D3 Wrestle was ranked like 10th in the country. That's what they have him, I guess, in their opinion. So I mean, he's the 4 in the NWCA Mideast rankings.
Yeah,
Would
the
have
split just recently got shaken up a little bit. Hawes was leading the way for most of the season, and he just lost to Nace from TCNJ. So
Ooh.
that's reflected here, where Levy has a com Levy beat Nace head to head, so that everyone slid up one, and Hawes went from one down to four behind Nace. So that kind of reshuffled all that in the region rankings. I'm not sure if it'll go that way in seeding. It'll depend on how coaches view it. But that's how it is in the region rankings now from those common opponents.
See, that's why I'm glad I brought you two guys on, because without digging way too deep into everybody's season, I didn't know Levy beat Nace, and then I didn't know Nace beat Haas. So yeah, that's definitely shakes things up. So again, top three at this weight get to go to the nationals, and gotta give a shout out to Zach Levy. Just talked about him on More Wrestling Podcast. Yeah, another a kid from Horsehead, Section 4 kid. So. And Mike Santori is actually from Shaker, and Poggi is from West Islip. So we got a lot of New York guys for New York wrestlers or fans that are going to RIT this weekend. Moving up to 141 pounds, Xavier Pena of Centenary. The 2, Alex Sampson of St. John Fisher. The 3, Noah Hunt of Penn College. The 4, Gabe Goss of Oswego. The 5, Sam Koch of TCNJ. 7, Bryson Vaughn of RIT. 8, excuse me, Vaughn was the 6 RIT. 7 is Andrew Lewinsky of Muhlenberg. And at the 8, we got Elijah Moschenek of Alfred State. I don't know where things went wrong there. But yeah, so Samson beat Vaughn 8-3 at Suniacs, and then he beat Elijah 9-3 in the duel. So of course that was a you guys both got a guy in the top 8 here at this weight. And Goss beat Vaughn 4-2 at Suniacs, and then Hotch actually beat it lost to Goss 17-16. In a duel, which is a crazy result when TCNJ wrestled this week ago.
Yeah, it's a loaded, it's a tough bracket for sure, and definitely a lot of kind of new faces. I think with a pretty strong New York presence, I think especially at kind of the kind of that mid that kind of 4 to 8 range, 3 to 8 range. There's a lot of kids that can really separate themselves kind of in these 2 days. Going over some of the New York kids, Goss. Super tough, stays in good position, has a great gas tank. He's pretty fun to watch wrestle, as kind of reflected on a 17-16 score line. The RIT kid Vaughn has kind of come out of nowhere. I think he was a Notre Dame Green Pond kid out of high school, but has put together a really good season. And Moshnick coming out from 33 has had some really good results from the, you know, from throughout kind of the season at 33 and at 41. So I think he's a kid that, you know, can be pretty dangerous throughout the bracket.
Yeah, and I mean, he's not in the top eight, and I know he's lost to several of the guys in the top eight, and probably some guys outside the top eight. But kid I coached in high school, Matt Haycook at Ithaca, he will be competing this weekend for Ithaca, so at 141. So I'm looking forward to watching him when I go down to RIT this weekend. Moving up to 149 pounds, at the one we got Angelo Cintron of Cortland, the two Thomas Mann of McDaniel, three Matt Beyer of Ithaca, four Mike Glynn of RIT. Five, Mike Conklin of TCNJ. The six, Tyler Rossini of Oswego. The seven, TJ Martin of Penn College. And the eight, Dante Monaco of Ursinus. So, Beyer actually beat Rossini 7-3 in a duel. Mike Glynn beat Rossini 8-4 at the end of January. And Conklin pinned Rossini in a duel. So, Rossini's got a few losses to the three, the four, and the five. Cintron's actually really tough. From Mayopac, Long Island kid. And then we got Rossini. He's a Burnt Hills kid. And yeah, so this weight's, you know, fun. Rossini's, I think he's a sophomore. I went down to Oswego last year, shoot some content like I did for you guys. And I really enjoy that kid, even though he's got a few losses in the weight already. But yeah, anything, like you said, anything can happen at the regionals.
Yeah, 49 is definitely the past 2 years, 49 has kind of been a bloodbath. Me and Justin were talking about it earlier, how 49's got a good 10, 12 kids deep who are all really tough. Cintron obviously beat Mon. Mon's returning All-American, kind of came out of nowhere last year as a freshman and lit it up, and he's really kind of coming to his own. And Byers really just been a familiar face, beating a lot of really good kids. Glynn, kind of same thing, super tough on top. Coughlin was an All-American a couple years ago, and just kind of shows how deep this weight is that he didn't even make it out last year, right?
Yeah.
And then Tyler Rossini is just, he's a kid who's tough, he wrestles hard. A lot of fun matchups in this bracket for sure.
All right. So moving up to 157, Ithaca's got a number one ranked guy at Wenchard Pierre Luis. Two, we've got Jeff Johnson of NJCU. The three, we got Xavier Howard of McDaniel. Four, Ryan Datz of TZNJ. Five, Dan Kaczynski of Scranton. Six, Merrick Bush of RIT. Seven, Gavin Fair. Eight, Paul Lichter of St. John Fisher, also from MacArthur. Yeah, so Merrick Bush, RIT kid, he's Central Valley. I really like that kid. I watched him at the Suniacs. I believe he made the finals there, losing to, yeah, he lost to Pierre Luis, 11-3. So he's got a loss to the number one ranked guy at this weight. But then we got Paul Lichter. He's a tough kid from St. John Fisher. Tell me about him, Ryan. I mean, you, yeah, it's tell me about Paul Lichter.
He's awesome, man. Great kid. Works super hard, just, you know, wrestles hard, stays in good position, you know, really likes to, you know, light up the scoreboard, scores a lot of points, and you know, it's his first region tournament, but we're really excited and you know, don't really care where he's seated. I think he's a kid who he's got a shot to go, and there's got a lot of he's got a lot of really good kids in his way, but yeah, it's gonna be a fun bracket for sure.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys wrestled Scranton in a duel recently, and with Paul. So I was actually with JoJo Cummings and Dante Coppola this weekend, and they were like, "Yeah, like, Cold and Hardy pinned the Scranton kid," and Paul honestly thought it was the Scranton kid that's ranked ahead of him at the in the region, you know, Mideast region rankings, and obviously it wasn't. Dan Kaczynski wasn't the kid that Holden beat, but yeah, it's funny that Lichter kind of thought that, I guess, at first. I don't know if he really did or not, but the team had him going.
Yeah, I think they all thought it a little bit. They sat Kaczynski in the duel, so
Yeah.
you know, we gave Golden an opportunity and he
Yeah.
kind of took it and ran with it.
That's right. Love it. So 165, we got Nick Sacco, excuse me, of TCNJ. The two, we've got Brian Schneider of Elizabethtown. The three, Sean Marchesino of Ursinus. The four, we got Conrad Parker of Ithaca. Five, Travis Green of Penn College. 6, Ryan Oler of McDaniel. 7, Jake Hoffman of Johns Hopkins. And at the 8, we got Liam Strauss of RIT. So Saco, excuse me, beat Parker 6-5 in a duel this year. And Conrad Parker beat Strauss 11-4 at Suniacs. I think in the national rankings, they've got Saco ranked number 2. And I mean, obviously Saco's pretty tough. Sitting at the 1 from TCNJ. What do you know about
Yeah,
this weight?
the Schneider kid's really good too. He's a grad student, so he's been there a while. Had a lot of success. I think Parker and Travis Green have split on the season against each other. So two tough guys there in the middle of kind of the rankings. This is another weight that's pretty deep. Should be competitive. I think the top couple guys been around a while, had success, but I think as far as getting on the podium, I think a lot of opportunities for a lot of guys at this weight.
Yeah, I mean, Saco is took 4th at the Nationals last year, and we talked about Schneider. He was a returning qualifier as well. So yeah, a lot of opportunity for guys sitting at 165. Moving up to 174 pounds, we got the one seat or the number one ranked guy, Charlie Griegas of Oswego, also Dwayne'sburg. The 2, Anson Dewar of Muhlenberg. The 3, Gannon Smith of Elizabethtown. 4, Jackson Gray of Ithaca. 5, James Romaine of TCNJ. The 7, Sean Cohen of Ursinus. 7, Ben Doherty of RIT. And 8, we have Chris Roybal of JHU. So Charlie Griegas, tough kid, returning national, turning All-American, excuse me. He's beaten Gray a few times this year and beat Doherty 10-3 at RIT. Gray beat Doherty 8-2 at the Suniacs, and he beat Romaine 5-1 in a duel. And yeah, Romaine also lost to Griegas as well. That's what I know about this weight. Yeah, I want to say I watched Griegas beat Gray. I know I was there for 2 of the losses that he had this year, but I want to say they've wrestled like 3, maybe 4 times this year. They've definitely wrestled a few times. And then Dewar, I mentioned his name in the national qualifiers. He's also ranked in the country according to D3 Russell. Yeah, he's ranked 8th for Muhlenberg. So another tough weight. Definitely the top 2 or 3 guys at this weight are going to be fun to watch. But again, Jackson Gray is the senior sitting at the 4th ranked guy for Ithaca. Yeah. Moving up to 184 pounds, we have Jack Ryan of Oneonta. 2, Sean Malenfant of Alfred State, also Avril Park, Section 2 kid. The 3, we have Ryan Fairchild of Muhlenberg. The 4, Max Borton of Ursinus. 5, Jake Jones of Ithaca. The 6, Will Davis of Elizabethtown. The 7th, Robert Cunningham of Cortland. And the 8th, Reed Colella of TCNJ. So, yeah, Jack Ryan, he majored Jones at 8-0 at Suniacs, majored Cunningham 10-0 at Suniacs, majored Fairchild 14-2 at the Will Abel Invite, and 6-3 in a duel as well. That he beat Fairchild. So Jake Jones of Ithaca, I believe he leads the nation in pins. Could be wrong. I know he did, I think, at one point this year, as far as D3 anyways. But he beat Cunningham 4-0 at the Suniacs and also beat Colella in a duel. Robert Cunningham, he beat Colella in a duel as well. So yeah, Colella's got a few losses in this weight, and that's probably why he sits at the 8. But Jack Ryan of Oneonta, I think he's a Connecticut kid. He is pretty tough, but Alfred State, you got a guy in this weight, and he's a very, very fun to watch as well. Sean is. So, what do you have you seen Sean wrestle this year, Ryan?
Yeah, he's pretty tough, man. Does, super tough on top, super solid on his feet, great gas tank. Coach Signorelli and company have done a really good job with him. He's fun to watch, likes to put points on the board, tough as nails. So yeah, I have a lot of respect for him as a competitor and really enjoy watching him, strap it up and get out there.
That's right. 197 pounds, we have Jaden Harris of McDaniel. The 2, we have Kevon Berry of Centenary. 3, Braden Vandenberg, St. John Fisher. 4, Niles Updale of Ursinus. The 5, Carson LeCastre of Oneonta. The 6, Paul Paris of Muhlenberg. The 7, Anthony Kaskin of Oswego. And at the 8, Treyash Rowland of Elizabethtown. So one of the notable results that I saw here is LeCastre won the Will Abel invite that Updale was at. So LeCastre is the 5, Updale is the 4. I think Updale lost in the semis at that weight, and LeCastre ended up winning the other semis and then won in the finals. So he didn't get the chance to wrestle Updale. But yeah, St. John Fisher's got a tough guy at this weight from Kinesis. Yeah, Vandenberg is a transfer into St. John Fisher. Interviewed him while I was down there. Great kid. Looking forward to watching him wrestle this weekend. Moving up to 285 pounds, we have Peter Wersinger of TCNJ at the 1. At the 2, we have Dylan Waller of Elizabethtown. At 3, Jeremy Mazzella of Ithaca. The 4, Jake Ahmad of Ursinus. The 5, Darius Green of Elmira. The 6, Nick Frankel of Brockport. The 7, Jackson Burns of St. John Fisher. And at the 8, Nick Barrett of Alfred State. So the 1, we have Wersinger. He beat Mazzella 8-5, sudden victory in a duel between TCNJ and Ithaca. Down at the 7, I don't know if these guys split matches or not, but I think Barrett, I think he pinned him in the duel and lost to Barrett at the John Suma this month, right? And you guys both would obviously know that better than I would, but
Yeah, we I think we got him at W and J in the dual meet, and then we lost to John Suma.
okay. So yeah, so just the 2 matches between those 2 guys. But yeah, so there's plenty of New York guys in this way, or New York college guys in this way. I know Jeremy Mazzella is a not a big 285 pounder, but I did watch him at SUNYAX. He's tough, and I watched him at the duel between Oswego and Nassau Community College. So it's going to be a fun wait between that goes. Darius Green of Elmira, he's a senior. He's been at Elmira for a few years. He's sticking with the Elmira program. He's going to look to, try to get into the top 3 and punch a ticket for Elmira to send a guy to Nationals. Then we got Nick Frankel. Brockport had a qualifier, I think, at this weight last year. It wasn't Nick Frankel, though, but yeah, so this is, I think, one of the first guys that we talked about for Brockport that's ranked in the top 8 Mideast region. Of course, Jackson Burns, he's a freshman. Spencer Port, so he's a Section 5 guy close to St. John Fisher. He's tough. Nick Barrett's also a Section 5 guy. So these guys get to wrestle. Barrett gets to wrestle in his home, in home area, I guess, as a senior. So I'm sure he's looking forward to that.
Yeah, this weight's got a lot of depth as well. There's a lot of guys. You know how these heavyweight matches could go. There's going to be a lot of overtime matches, a lot of ultimate rideouts. It's going to be a battle to see who can punch their tickets out, but also who can win in those blood round matches Friday night. It should be highly contested.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I was just talking on the episode about the how heavyweights, and their rideouts and all this stuff, how they play out. So looking forward to watching some. I mean, some of these heavyweights are solid. I mean, like I talked about, Jackson Burns is still only a freshman. I see him having a great career at St. John Fisher, as he continues to grow and get bigger. But yeah, I mean, top 4 at each, or top 3 at each weight, get to qualify. So I mean, this is going to be a fun weekend of wrestling. I don't have the schedule, I don't think, in front of me, but yeah, wrestling starts on Friday, finishes on Saturday, correct?
Yep.
Both days start at 11 a.m.
Yep.
Both days start at 11 a.m. Okay, perfect. I'm gonna have to reach out to you to get the schedule. I'll share that with share that on More Wrestling's Twitter and Facebook as well. Anything else to add, I guess?
It's gonna be fun, man. Appreciate you letting us come on and talk about some wrestling. And yeah, it's gonna be a good weekend. And hopefully, we were joking earlier. Hopefully, Justin and I are high-fiving at some point, sending our first guys to the national tournament, enjoying a great weekend of wrestling.
Yes. How about you, Justin?
Yeah, same thing. I'm just excited to get back after it. We've had it's gonna be a few weeks off since we won AMCC, so hoping to pick up where we left off, winning that and carry that momentum into regionals, and hopefully, guys can reach their goals and wrestle hard and, be satisfied with the effort they put forward. So it should be setting up to be a fun weekend, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, like I said, I'll be down there for Saturday. So, hoping to give you guys both a high five. Gonna be there to cheer on the Ox Gang and the Cardinals, and of course all the New York teams as well. But, the schools that I've been able to come down and visit between Alfred State, St. John Fisher, Oswego. Really, really enjoy you guys opening up the room for me to come down and get content at the beginning of the year. So I definitely got to go down and support you guys at the end of the year as well. And I got a media pass for NCAA, so I think I'm gonna try to make
There
the
you go.
NCAAs as well. Well,
Let's
if I get
go.
approved, yeah. So if I get approved, I'm definitely gonna go to NCAAs. I'm off that
Let's
weekend,
go.
so that's right. If you did like this episode, please give it a share on Facebook, social media, wherever. Also go to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to the podcast. Give it a rate and a review. Try to get this podcast up a little bit more. We're nearing episode 100 and got to come up with some ideas of what we want to do for episode 100, make it a great episode. But yeah, so I appreciate you guys for jumping on episode 98 of More Wrestling Podcast. Peace out.